RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Columbus, Ohio, it began with a report of a burglary in progress. Police arrived and there was a gunfight.
Several officers made multiple commands for him to drop the firearm, at which he refused.
Columbus Sergeant James Fuqua says wounded Asante Taj Omar Miller ran and forced his way into another nearby house, police right behind him. Another exchange of gunfire, and Miller was found dead.
We don't know what injuries caused him to perish, but we're still working through that.
Expecting some kind of Iranian attempted vengeance on Israel for assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, the U.S. is speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier and a guided missile submarine to the region. Some analysts say Ukraine's military has pushed as much as 19 miles into Russia's Kursk region. Kyiv and Moscow each blaming each other for a fire at one of the reactors at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. This is ABC News. North Miami City Hall to reopen today after the Miami suburb's computers were hobbled by hackers.
Trying to get my permit for my grease trap, and they're closed down.
That restaurateur expressing the frustration of anyone trying to do business with North Miami.
They're not screwing up the city, they're screwing up the people in the city.
The North Miami mayor says the hack was the product of unauthorized access to his personal email account. At the multiplexes,
they may be contemplating a new wing at the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds household after this weekend's box office. Reynolds, Deadpool, and Wolverine holding on to the number one spot, earning another $54.2 million domestically. In the number two spot, his better half, Blake Lively, and her romance, It Ends With Us, surpassing $50 million in its first weekend. Twisters takes third with $15 million. Borderlands with a weak $8 million debut for fourth. Despicable Me 4 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Arrested good only when Nancy's cheating with the pool boy and she found out she might be pregnant. Rumor has it that back behind the church on Sundays, Bonnie's selling special brownies. It's what she does to pay the rent. It's the he said, she said, airing out your business. Guess folks just love getting it twisted, but behind a wide picket fence. We all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's great earth, that's for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little cleaner. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. Yeah, you might get an Ivy League education, some honorable salutation, but you ain't above speculation. Spilling tea in the kitchen or across the block, everybody judging everybody's yards. You can fix them up, but underneath them all, we all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect.
cliche. Some yards might look a little clearer, some grass might grow a little greener, but if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt. We all got dirt. It's on our boots, it's in our roots, we all got dirt. You can't shake it loose, yeah, ain't that the truth? We all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little cleaner, some grass might grow a little greener, but if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt.
I got a lot of dirt. Dirt in my boots. Working out in the yard. By the way, thanks for asking about my yard. Shane Christopher Neal here, by the way. 8045 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. And as you know, I've been working hard outside of my yard. Got it all cleaned up, and there's still a lot of dirt out there, though. That was Elise Saunders from Ontario, Canada, where I am broadcasting this show from right now. And a big program today. In fact, in the next half hour, get this, I've got Rob Fitzgerald, country singer-songwriter, to stop by to talk about his single Bad and Boozy, which I actually played on the video. He's going to get into that. Rick Springfield is going to pop in to say hello in the next 30 minutes. He will. Got a brand new single to play from Lyric Doobie. It is called Hello. It's not the Lionel Richie Hello, okay? And Lyric is going to stop by and talk about his latest single. Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, she's going to stop by. All these people are stopping by. Do I have any booze in the fridge? And Corey M. Coombs and I chatted the other day. It's Corey M. C-O-O-N-S, Corey M. Coombs. And he's a great singer-songwriter, Canadian artist. And he put a brand new single out called White Picket Fence, which is great for my dirty yard. Here is Corey M. Coombs right here. Indy 45 on Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Hey, this is Canadian singer-songwriter and recording artist Corey M. Coombs. I have a brand new acoustic single out right now called White Picket Fence. It's also part of my latest release, Across the Great Divide, which is now available as a digital download and a beautiful PDF booklet all at my website, www.coreymcoombs.com. Thanks so much for your support.
There's a white fence down the old dirt road on the valley land. That's where I call home. I'll be running back there, my friend. Sweet evening breeze is blowing in again. Take me to the place I long to be, behind that little white picket fence. Like a dreamer's dream, my busy honeybee over through the trees, skipping down the creek. Pretty flowers shedding petals in the wind, while the violet stream reflects her sunny dress. I've been thinking all about what a lucky man I am, behind that little white picket fence. Behind our little white picket fence. Mm-hmm. my feet at my old sitting stone next to Grandpa's field where the trail's been worn. And I'll be running back there, my friend. Sweet evening breeze been blowing in again. So take me to the place that I long to be, behind that little white picket fence, behind our little white picket fence. It's just you and me and our white picket fence.
All right, now, Corey M. Coons, C-O-O-N-S, CoreyMCoons.com. You can check out his website. That is his latest release, his independent label, MTS Management, MTS Records. Good fella right there. Hope you'll check out more of his music. Rose Cora Perry is on the way. I mentioned Lyric Doobie is going to stop by and say hello. We'll tie all that together. But right now, my very dear friend, Susie Corey, who I spent some time out in California with when she was a rock artist, now in the country space, her latest, well, it's not her latest single, but a single that she put out within the last 12 months anyway. It's called Pretty Little Things. Here is my good friend, Susie Corey, 8045 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing this song called Pretty Little Things because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indy 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Don't get your hopes high. They gonna
Pretty Little Things. Susie Corey, Indy 45, Maxic Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. It is Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. You can check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Ton of interviews there on that website for you. All right, Lyric Doobie is he's like a music virtuoso from Canada. Stellar guitar player. Stumbled across Lyric many years ago when Phoenix Camara used to have a show on Max Inc. Radio and used to play some of Lyric's early music. He's a little more mature now. He's gotten some great songs, and I play them all the time right here on Indy 45. But his latest single, which he just sent me the other day, is called Hello. So say hello to my friend, Lyric Doobie.
Hello is the newest single from my EP, Purple Sky. Hello delves into the realm of self-reflection, offering a fresh perspective on the inner dialogue that shapes our mental landscape. The song narrates a one-sided conversation where your consciousness speaks to your actions and actively questions your sanity. Acoustically driven, this recording exclusively highlights real instruments and the musicians who play them to stay as honest as the songwriting itself. Step into my mind and see through my eyes. My name is Lyric Doobie, and you're listening to Indy 45 with Shane Christopher Neal.
Hello, are you dreaming again? It's me, your dearest friend. I'm here to send a note. 'Cause obsession's the end and you're losing your sanity. I'm here to give you hope. You're not yet insane and your mind and its frame are just looking for some way to cope. I know you're in denial, so think of her smile. Why can't you let her go? My sanity in front of me. Obsessions killing me. I see there's something wrong. I can't move on. I'll sing my pain in song. Hello, it's been a few years and I've shed a few tears, looking for some place to rest. In your arms is a dream like a desperate dope fiend. Darling, you know me best. I thought that you knew there's nothing I can do, but something I must confess. I know I'm in denial, so think of her smile. Borderline obsessed. My sanity in front of me. Obsessions killing me. I see there's something wrong. I can't move on. I'll sing my songs, you'll see.
Rick Springfield, you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
and fall into pieces. Something I've mastered. I've learned the art of attracting disaster. All that I give, I get back in return. It's love that I share and only hates to be earned.
Insane, swift, and sudden fall from
All right, Darkest Days, that is Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold, right here on Indy 45 Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. It is Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadioZero at gmail.com if you want to reach me. And maybe it is some of the darkest days. I don't know, for Rose Cora Perry, I know her and her drummer, who were in a relationship, have parted ways. I'll leave it at that. My friend Rob Fitzgerald, he's got a couple of brand new songs out, which I've got to get right here on the Indy 45 show. One of them is called Drunk on You. The other one is called Forever Together. So I'm going to get Rob to send me those. But first, I want to take you back to about a year ago at this time when I was part of the Bad and Boozy video, which is, number one, it's a great song. You're going to love it. And the video and the creation of it was just amazing. Talking about the song, talking about the video, it is my friend Rob Fitzgerald. You can check him out, robfitzgeraldmusic.com.
Hey, y'all. Rob Fitzgerald here. The idea for Bad and Boozy came from when me and the band are actually playing in a bunch of venues around Ontario, seeing the lineups happening outside before the doors open, and I really wanted to capture the essence of the whole night and how much fun it was. So you meet with your friends, somebody's house, you have a few cold ones, make your way to the bar, get in line, meet more of your friends, head inside, meet all of your friends, and listen to your favorite band playing your favorite country songs all night long. So I wrote the song, and it had this Brothers Osborne, Eric Church feel. Went down to Nashville, hooked up with some incredible musicians, seven-piece band, and we recorded one hell of a banging country rock and party song. So brought the song back, me and the band play it live every show. Great response. It's so much fun to play. So part of the plan was also doing a music video for Bad and Boozy. So I hooked up with Roadhouse Production, which I've done a few videos with before. And we set it up to do it in a couple of different locations. So I've got a good friend of mine, lives out in Flamborough, owns an antique garage on his own, and has all his antique cars parked in it. So the idea was that we're going to capture that the band is actually rehearsing before we go play. So the setting is just incredible, and we've got a few of his antique vehicles around. And then the idea is to capture our, you know, we're on our way to the show, loading in, and then that lineup happens outside of everybody waiting to get in. And once they're in, we're just having a great time. So the video really captures, once again, the essence of what the song is all about. Getting lit, getting loud, till the break of dawn. The song can be found on streaming services everywhere. Also, if you go to my YouTube channel, you can actually watch the video there. And there's a special guest on drums, and his name is Shane Christopher Neal. He did a great job capturing that whole rock and roll country feel with lots of energy. So once again, my name is Rob Fitzgerald. Thanks for listening.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county, heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy, getting bad and boozy. Pouring into that honky tonk, the band got everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. For one hell of a doozy. Get ready, get set, let's go.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Don't you worry now.
Tell me about it. In Theory, World's on Fire, Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is my friends Mike Mozart and Tony Covino in the band In Theory. They are from the States, not from Canada. I know Tony lives, I think, in Rochester, New York, something like that. And Mike is from... Does anybody in the studio know where Mike's from? No? Okay, I think from Illinois. I know they play a lot out in Illinois. So, great band. They are called In Theory. Check them out. That is their latest, World's on Fire. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here along Civic Media. And The Cocktails are a band from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, where I'm broadcasting this show. You know, local music from someplace else. They are coming up this hour. An artist by the name of Mike Trudell, who was around about 2014, took a little bit of a hiatus, and is back with brand new music, and it's awesome. The song is called You Can Hear a Heartbreak. That is on the way. But happening right now, right here on Max Inc. Radio, this band right here, My Son the Hurricane, great band from Southern Ontario, Canada, and the drummer is actually an undertaker. That is right. He does embalming for a living. My Son the Hurricane, Parade, Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
So young. everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
Lonely Little Kitsch, it is Stuck in Place. Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio, Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. I hope you check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. All right, this artist right here, his name is Mike Trudell. He is from Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. If you've never been to Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, you don't want to go. Like, I think it snows like 11 out of 12 months. Not even joking. But Mike was in the country music space for quite some time. And he put out a couple of albums in around 2014. And then he took a hiatus and he spent some quality time with his daughter. And then following COVID and taking some time off, he's now made a return to country music and he's put out a brand new single. And it's an amazing song. Mike's an amazing artist. I think I'm going to hook up an interview with Mike so you and I can have a listen to what Mike has to say, not only about this song, but rejuvenating his country career. This is his latest single. It is called You Can Hear a Heartbreak. I'm going to play this song and I'm going to end with The Cocktails and Fear of Heights. Thanks for hanging out tonight. I really do appreciate you. My name is Shane Christopher Neal. This is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cheers.
From Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's right, baby. And you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. I know what's right and wrong.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.